Tune into Beaver County Radio for spring training reports as the Pittsburgh Pirates prepare for the 2026 season. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7:40 a.m., one of the Pittsburgh Pirates broadcasters will join me, Scott Tatey, during the Beaver County Radio Morning Show to update you on what is happening in Bradenton as the Buccos prepare to throw you on the field in 2026. Spring training reports on Beaver County Radio are brought to you by the St. Barnabas Health System, Dr. C. Timothy Lipp, Patriot Home Care, Freedom United Federal Credit Union, Falcone's Moon Township Ford, and Beaver County Radio. So we're going to go out to Joe Block right now. Joe, thanks for joining us on Beaver County Radio. How are you doing today?
Doing great. How are you, Scott?
Doing well. I was just talking about Mitch Keller. He had a bit of a rough outing yesterday, but I guess it's good he's getting him out of his system now, right? What are your thoughts on Mitch? The 2023, he was an all-star. He started the opening day for the Pirates, 23 and 24. I remember last year, he was a lot of trade rumors that Pirates might deal him, and he had the 6-15 mark. Wait, is this sort of an important year for Mitch as far as his career with the Pirates? Has continued, being with the Pirates, or what do you think?
Well, I don't know if it's any more important than any other year. The one thing that he's going to provide the Pirates that's probably going to be in shorter supply this year is innings. You think about this rotation that they've got planned for this year with Bubba Chandler and Braxton Ashcraft, and neither have pitched a full major league season before, and in the minor leagues have not accumulated the innings that major league pitchers typically throw in the rotation. So they're going to be probably a little somewhat limited this year. And then whoever's the fifth starter is not somebody that's going to be pitching deeply in the ball games routinely. And then when Jared Jones comes back, he's coming off of missing an entire season. So I don't think they're going to stretch him out very much either. So the innings that Keller's going to give you is going to help save that bullpen over the course of the year. And if he gives you 190, 200 innings, that's going to help out a lot, I think, stretching out the Pirates' potential going forward in the season. So one spring outing, when he's working on curveballs and changeups, and he's probably going to still get one more, I think, before the end of the spring. And then that's the one where he's going to dial it in and just compete and maybe judge that one a little bit more closely than the one we saw yesterday.
You mentioned Braxton Ashcraft. He's getting the start tonight against the Detroit Tigers. What's your scouting report on Braxton?
He's a big, physical, hard-throwing right-hander, 25 years old. He's got a great slider. It's the old-fashioned, shorter slider that a few guys have, but not too many throw that these days. They throw the big sweeper or they throw maybe a cut fastball. But that slider is something that hitters don't see very much these days, and they can't hit it. Ashcraft last year, the lowest home run rate in the National League, anyone that faced as many batters as he did. So he's tough to square up. So that's a guy that is going to probably have a very good season for the Pirates. Like I said, though, he's never thrown more than 93 pitches in a game. He's, I think, had 115 innings last year. So to stretch him much beyond 150, 160, I think would be a stretch for the Pirates this year. But when he's in there, he's going to be awfully good.
The bullpen yesterday gave up 4 runs in 5 innings, but I'm hearing Justin Lawrence look really good, striking out 3 in a scoreless inning. What the bullpen, do you think it's solidified yet, or how close is it being to the final form, how it's going to look on opening day?
Yeah, I think with most teams, I don't know if they have their 8 penned in from day one of spring training, but usually 4 or 5 guys kind of have the inside track, and same thing, I think, with the Pirates. And they sent down Evan Sisk yesterday, a left-hander, so that kind of tells you that, other than Gregory Soto, the free agent who is on the team, a left-hander, if they want a second lefty, which teams typically would prefer, especially if that lefty in Soto is going to pitch late in ball games, then Mason Montgomery seems to have an inside track now of making the club. He's one of the guys acquired in that Brandon Lau, Jake Mangum trade with Tampa Bay and Houston. So for the Pirates, I think Lawrence, you mentioned him, he was outstanding last year. His last 16 outings, he didn't give up a run. The only problem was is that they were separated by 4.5 months because of injury. So he's healthy, and if he stays healthy, he's going to be really, really good. He pitched to Colorado and in that ballpark. his stuff didn't move like it did elsewhere. And and also he lost some confidence pitching there too. So the Pirates have a great find in Lawrence, and I think that's going to be one of the unheralded guys that's going to really help out of their bullpen this year. But that should be a strength for the Pirates again, especially their bullpen.
We're a week away from the Major League Baseball season opening. Pirates starting on Thursday, March 26th, taking on the New York Mets. I want to ask you about the upcoming broadcasts. And as far as do you guys have anything new planned this year? Maybe like in pregame or any new features or, you know, what can we look forward to this year from Pirate broadcasts?
We're gonna call them like we see them, Scott. That's what we got for you. We're gonna roll out the same people. We're gonna bring you the ball game and hopefully, give you the insights that we always have. So I don't know if we've got any bells and whistles, but for me, baseball is just bringing you the action and telling you, how we see it and try to interpret what we're seeing too.
Well, it's perceptible here for me and the phone calls we get from listeners and just talking on the street. There seems to be an optimism that we haven't seen in some time. People just seem to be a little bit more swept up in it. And are you sensing that as well from either the players or the media covering the Pirates? Or is that optimism well-founded?
Well, sure. I mean, well, anytime you go into a season, that's what spring training's for. Looking at what they did over the winter, adding the talent, especially to the offense, they had the worst offense baseball last year by a large margin. It was the reason why they were so bad. And so they needed help. And how do you get help? Well, you can bring in some outside players. They did that. The players that are here, they can get better. And I think we're going to see that at least in some cases where some of the returning hitters are going to be better this year. So the combination of those two things is going to help out this pitching staff, which they did thin a little bit because of some of those trades. They traded some pitchers for hitters, which they needed to do. But I think if you have relatively good health in the pitching staff, that the pitching can be about as good as it was last year. So with an improved hitting and similar pitching, this team's going to win a lot more games. They only won 71 last year. That's not nearly close enough. But if you get to in that low to mid-80s range of wins, if you start there, now you're all of a sudden a contender. I think the Pirates certainly are projected to be in that vicinity. And then, if you have some good health and if you have some overperformance, so to speak, and the guys have career years, what if Cruz's work over the offseason really pays off and he realizes his potential? What if Connor Griffin comes up either on opening day or later in the season and is the rookie of the year? What if Paul Skenes wins 20 games? These aren't far-fetched ideas. Hmm. If those things happen, then you can, think about the Pirates as winning the division. And so that's the kind of stuff that makes people excited. It makes me excited going into the season, but you never know. So we're going to see how it all plays out starting a week from tomorrow.
All right, Joe, last question. The Pirates have to trim the roster to 26 by next week. We're, like 38, 39 players in camp now. Any insights on that? When will the cuts come? And any particular battles you're most intrigued by to see who locks down a final roster spot?
Yeah, I think the three spots are obviously shortstop. Is it Connor Griffin day one? Alika Williams can certainly play the position defensively in an outstanding way and has shown enough with the bat that he's improved that you can play him as a major league shortstop, especially with a lineup that's a lot thicker like the Pirates have. Does Nick Gonzalez and Jared Triolo do a timeshare at that position? And that would depend on if they want to get Nick York in at third base. It seems like he's getting inside position maybe at third there, or at least as a bench spot. So I don't know how they're going to handle that. The catching spot with Henry Davis, who to me is a Gold Glove caliber catcher now, and he's the guy that's ruling the roost behind the plate for the Pirates. He makes the pitching staff better. I don't think there's any question of that. How much is he going to hit? He's got to hit more, and there's starting to be some signs that he will. Is it Bart is the backup? Andy Rodriguez has looked very good in the spring. Bart is out of options. You have to keep him or expose him to the other teams. How do they handle that? Do they keep three catchers? Do they stick with two? Does somebody move on? How does that go? Fifth starter, Mike Plevinger's looked, I think, pretty good two out of his last three starts in the spring. Carmen Budzinski seems to be turning the corner as a major league starting pitcher. Do they value his role in the bullpen more than they do as a starter? Can you go with Clevinger and then Budzinski out of the bullpen? What do you want to do there? So to me, you know, those are the last questions really to finalize, and that's all going to get clearer here in the next few days.
All right, Joe, we look forward to your reports. Have fun down spring training.
I'm going to try, Scott.
All right, take care. There you have Joe Block, Pirates Broadcasting Booth. Always good to get the insights. Are you ready for Pirates season yet? As I mentioned, Pirates and Mets, the first big game that counts next Thursday. Major League Baseball season starting a week from today, so it's kind of one of those things that ushers in spring, right? It's we're still a little snow on the ground right now, but once the Pirates are back on the field at PNC Park, place that always wins contest for the prettiest ballpark in America. That just, I don't know. I think everyone's mood kind of lifts when the Pirates are back in town. We'll be talking to Joe a couple more times this Friday and the following Monday. And if you missed anything, you want to go back and he said something, you're curious, you want to double check on it, I will have this interview posted on our website probably before noon today. And some of the past interviews I've done with John Wehner and Greg Brown and Bob Walk, as well as Joe Block, are also on our website, BeaverCountyRadio.com. Yankee Trader.